Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. My heart is overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed this evening. As we press into 2016 or 2016, and as I think of the journey of this church and God's grace and God's mercy, my soul is overwhelmed. We have declared in this place some time ago that this place would be a house of prayer, because we believe that prayer changes things and prayer does make the difference. So I celebrate God for each and every one of you that lifted up the prayers to our God. And I just believe that God has heard our prayers. And I just believe that God will answer our prayers. I thank you all for the love. And as I tell you often, I love you all. I love what God has called me to do at this season in my life. And certainly I look forward to what God is going to do in the future. So let us pray. Our Father and our God, God, we are just so grateful for your love. God, we are so grateful for this night. God, we have praised and we have prayed, God, and we have lifted up your name, God, because God, you are able and God, you are worthy. So God, we thank you now for what you're going to do in these last minutes of 2015. So Holy Spirit, just have your way now. God, you know what the people are in need of, God. So meet their needs right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that if there be anything in me this evening that's not like you, God, that you would take it away right now. In the name of Jesus. God, whatever word you give me this evening, I will stand boldly before your people and speak it. So Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit, right now. Let your power, your presence, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this entire block. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. And it is so. Our message this evening is from the book of Isaiah, the Old Testament. So if you have a Bible, please go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. For a brief message for our New Year's Eve service. Just a brief message from God. But I just believe that God has a word for the church this evening. So when you have found the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, would you go to chapter 43? And when you have found it, please stand as we stand in our church in honor of our God's word. Two verses I will be reading. So follow along with whatever version you have. The book of Isaiah the prophet, chapter 43. And go down to verse 18. And let's just see what God has for the church. I just believe that God has a word for abundant life this evening. And it reads this way. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. God is saying, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. You may have a seat in the presence of our God. I won't be long this evening, but I just believe that, God has a word for the church. As we move into 2016, I just believe that God has a word for the church. So I just want to talk to you just for a few minutes. Somebody said one day, the pastor is preaching too long, but this evening, God is saying to the church, God will do a new thing. I just want to talk to you just a little bit about our God. And God is saying, I will do a new thing. So if y'all praying, if y'all say amen, I'll take my seat pretty soon. But I just believe somebody in this place this evening must hear this word. God will do a new thing. Hallelujah, God, Holy Spirit. See, yes, we are approaching this new year, and yes, we are excited about 2016. And some people say 2016. See, this new year, I just believe is filled with new possibilities, filled with potential. See, how many of you are looking? How many are you? How many of you are looking for God to do a new thing in your life? Come on, somebody with me. Somebody is looking for God to do something miraculous in this place and in their life. Anybody with me this evening? Are you expecting something that you've never experienced before? Something, somebody may say, something awesome. Our God is an awesome God. He does awesome things for his people. So I stand before you tonight with great expectations. Oh, yes, I do. That our God will do a new thing. God will do marvelous things for our church and for the lives of our people and for his people. I just believe this will happen if we are faithful. Faithful. See, the same God that wrote this word to the Israelites is the same God that offers us the same promises. See, I just believe that this is me. This, I don't know about you, but I just believe that we will see God's promises come to fruition in our lives if we abide in him and his word abide in us. See, there are some things we have to do. So it's more than just ask God and he does it. The word of God says, if we abide in him and if his word abide in us. See, God is saying to the church today, forget those former things. People of God, don't you dwell on the past, because I am doing a new thing for you. So people of God, I say, hold on to this word. God is saying us, just trust me. Hold on to this word, because he is doing a new thing, but he says we must trust him. So let us be real this evening. You know, I like life application approaches. So I asked you this evening, how many of us have tried to solve our own issues using our intellect? See, we are smart people. Oh, yes, we think we are. We try to use our intellect to figure out our problems. So I ask the question this evening, how is that working for you? Trying to figure it out with your own mind. Struggling, crying, weeping, trying to figure it out. How is that working for you? But God is still saying to the church, trust me with your issues. Trust me with your life. Trust me. Trust me. And I would suggest you follow this word that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Because so many things will happen in this world that you will never understand. But trust him. Lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. You acknowledge God and he shall direct your path. See, I just got a feeling that someone has need to hear this evening. That you need to let go of your past. You need to let go of your past disappointments. Oh, yes, somebody's been disappointed in this place. You need to let go of your past hurts. You need to let go of your past failures. You need to let go of your past sins. Anything that's stressing you and causing you sadness. This day, this evening, you need to let it go. Anything that separates you from the Lord, love of God, let it go. Before we cross over into 2016. The Bible goes this way. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher and perfecter of our faith. And you just trust that he will, through the help of the Holy Spirit, lead and direct you. Come on, people of God. Does anybody believe that this evening? So we're going to just go quickly into our evening text. See, the prophet Isaiah is writing to the children of Israel during a bleak time in their lives. The Bible tells us that they were in captivity. They were enslaved. They had lost everything. They were slaves, you all. See, not so different from us today. Many people are in captivity. Oh, yes, they are. In bondage because of drugs, because of alcohol, in bondage because of unforgiveness, in bondage because of depression. I know somebody knows what I'm talking about. In bondage because the spirit of anger is all over them. In bondage because all of the debt and stuff that you charge them, just in bondage. See, I know somebody in this place knows what I'm talking about. In bondage because of injustice in our society. In bondage because you're addicted to pornography. I know somebody knows what I'm talking about in this place. Enslaved. In bondage. But God has a word for us. In bondage because of our society and all the challenges of this world. The world calling right wrong and wrong right. In bondage. But God is saying to our church, as you approach the new year, as you approach the new year, there are new opportunities for you. There are new mercies. Greatness is ahead of you if you simply seek me first. See, don't get it twisted. You have to do something to get the attention of God. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and those things that you're seeking. He will provide. God is saying to the church, put me first. Try me and watch me change things. Watch me do a new thing in your life. Put me first and apply my word to your life by being a living example of this word. And watch me change things for you. Anybody agree with me this evening? Watch God change some things. You've tried it your way. It didn't work. But God is just waiting on you to say yes, Lord, to your will and yes, Lord, to your way. We're pressing into 2016, so God wants us to get this thing right, you all. Say, this is one step about these new opportunities that God is offering to us. One thing we need to do, we need to change our focus. Change our focus. Quit looking behind you. Start looking to the future, towards what God has for you. I would suggest to you, if you continuously look behind you, or if we do that, we cannot see what's going on in front of us because you're so busy reflecting on what somebody did to you in the past and what's wrong in your past. Press on it and change your focus. Focus on the Word of God. Focus on his promises. Seek him for direction. How often do you seek God first before you make a decision or make a move? 2016, 2016, seek God first. Seek God in everything you do. Say, I'm looking at some people and I know you need God to change some things for you. Seek him first, people of God. I'm just not saying this because it's nice words to say, but I believe this word of God, that if we seek him first, he will provide all that we need.
Yes, he will.
So people of God, focus. Focus on this word. Focus on his promises. Read his promises. Study his promises and live out his promise. Do what it says. Our Bible says, be doers of this word and not just hearers and readers. Do what the word says and watch God change some things for you. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Let the church say amen. 2016, 2016, I'm going to be a doer of this word. And I'm going to watch God shift some things in my life. Anybody with me today? Watch God shift some things. You've tried it your way. You're broken. You're all messed up. But watch God shift some things in your life when you decide you're going to follow Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Come on, God. Holy Spirit, come on. Give the people what they need to be the difference in 2016. Then we want to move. If we want to move on to a new thing. In Christ, you cannot allow your past failures to possess you. Jesus. Too often we focus on what we have failed in. Fear of the future. Fear of moving ahead because I made a mess back there. But just watch this. See, the children of Israel had failed God miserably over and over again. This is what Isaiah is talking about. Every time he would bless them, they turned to him and did evil things. Let me just give you a couple of examples, and we're going to wind this thing up. See, God gave them the temple. And what did they do? They gave him idol worship. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they did. God gave them truth. And they lived and proclaimed a lie. See, God gave them his commands, and they lived like they were suggestions. God gave them wealth, and they used it to abuse the poor. Any of this sound familiar to you? God gave him himself, and they rejected him. See, the children of Israel did not deserve to receive anything from God. Yet he still loved them so much that he said to them, forget about the former things. Forget about all your sin against me. Forget about all your mistakes. See, I love you so much that I'm going to do a new thing in your life. God was not condemning them for their past, and neither will he condemn us. They could do nothing to change their past. You all know about that? Instead, God was holding out a hand of hope to them. He is saying, in effect, I love you. You sinned against me, but I still love you. I'm giving you a chance to start over because I love you. And God is saying the same thing to us. You messed up. You sinned against me, but I still love you. God is saying, confess your sins. I am faithful and I'm just to forgive you. I love you. I love you. And then once we get past that, you must discover what God wants for you. Do you know God's will for your life? Because what's for you is for you. What do you see when you view your life? Let's just think about that. Just put a mirror in front of you. When you think about your life and where you are right now, what do you see? Do you see possibilities? Do you see potential? Do you see problems? Or do you see the grace of God? Do you see a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? One that is victorious. One that's more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves him. What do you see when you look in that mirror? God is saying to the church, I'm making a way in the desert. I am providing streams in the wasteland. But basically he's saying, I'm going to make a way out of no way for you. Times get pretty tough here on earth, but I'm going to make a way for you, and I'm going to do a new thing. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. See, in order for you to discover what God wants to you, for you, you must see yourself as God sees you. You must see yourself healed. You must see yourself whole. You must see yourself victorious. You must see yourself as a child of the King. You are kingdom kids, people of God. You have victory over whatever comes in your life. But you must believe this word. You must live this word. This is what God said to his people. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not do you any harm. Plans to give you hope in the future. How do you see yourself in the mirror? Do you see yourself the way God sees you? Do you see yourself broken? Do you see yourself as a loser? God doesn't see us that way. He looks us through the blood of Jesus. He looks at us. Because, see, Jesus has done it all, if you believe. See, the blood still works if you believe. You can be whole if you believe. You can be delivered if you believe. You can walk in peace if you believe. You can walk in joy if you believe. God is saying, forget about your nasty past. I'm going to do a new thing for you. Hallelujah. But you must believe it. You may feel like your past has made your life useless and like a wasteland. But you have to remember the Bible says, new mercies he gives us day by day. Morning by morning, new mercies I seek. And it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Because of his compassion, we can be whole. Because of his faithfulness to us. Does anybody hear what I'm saying this evening? God loves you. 2016 is a new opportunity. The Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In order to discover what God wants for you, you must see your possibilities as God sees them. He said, I'm making a way in the desert. It may look pretty rough, but God said, I'm making a way. God has said, I'm able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can even ask me. What have you asked God for lately? What have you asked God for lately? Is God first? I have to go back. Is God first in your life? Is God first in your life, really? Because most Christians say, the first thing they say, yes, he is. But yet still, they don't have time to come to Bible study. They don't have time to read their Bible daily. They don't even have time to pray to the God that loves you and the one that gave you life daily. So now I ask the question. Don't look to your left or to your right. Don't even look at your neighbor, but search your heart. Is my God really first in my life? And if not, 2016, you got a new opportunity to give it right, people of God. Oh, yes, you do. Get it right while you have a chance. Commit yourself to God's plan for your life and God's purpose for your life. And so many people say they don't know what that is. But we all have a destiny ordained by God. So be mindful that, see, God already has set in motion your future. All you have to do is say, yes, God, to his will. Yes, God, to your way. Yes, God, I will trust you and obey. See, we need to get this right. You know, it's so easy to shout and run around the church. It's so easy to warm a pew on Sunday morning. But have you really decided that you're going to follow Jesus? That you're going to walk into your destiny in 2016? See, Paul helps us out. Even Isaiah had told us, but the Apostle Paul came along and said, forgetting those things that are behind and straining towards what is here. He said, I press. Are you pressing on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called us? Are you pressing on with God? Just reflect, because, see, in the beginning of a new year, many people make resolutions. Oh yes, we do. And about a week later, come on, y'all, back to what you used to do. Same old stuff. But this night, I'm challenging the church to make a commitment to walk with God. Make a commitment to love God. Make a commitment to walk in your purpose. Make a commitment to be a difference in a world where people are hurting and dying in the street. Be the difference. People are dying in our communities, you all. Oh, yes, they are. We're killing each other. We're saying Black Lives Matter, but are we acting like Black Lives Matter to us? Come on, people of God. This is a new opportunity and a new chance for us to get this thing right with God. It's simply reading this word, studying this word, believing this word, and doing this word. Come on, church. God is calling us higher in him. Anybody can shout and run around the church, but everybody's not walking with their God and following his will for their life. We are charged to be better and to do better. Let the church say amen. Say amen if you believe it. If you want to be the difference, if you want to be the difference, if you want to be the difference, let the church say amen. Amen. Do you want to be the difference? Hallelujah. Live on purpose. Live out your purpose. Commit in 2016. I am going to live on purpose. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to live on purpose for God. Oh, hallelujah. For God is, he's our God, and we're his people. So if you hear his voice, I'm going to wind up. Do not harden your heart. Listen. Listen to the voice of God this year. Stay off that phone. And go to the throne of grace, the throne where God speaks to us, and then you listen. And once you have listened, then you obey the word of God and the voice of God and watch God change some things. And I'm going to close with that, because I just believe, for those that believe this word, God is going to do a new thing in your life. He's going to use you in a new way. You're going to be part of the solution. You're not going to be one of those sitting around complaining and whining, but you're going to make the difference in this world. So I declare to you, God will do a new thing. But will you be part of it? See, that's what you have to say. Will I be part of it? Will I say yes, Lord, completely yes to your will and to your way? Anybody with me this morning or this afternoon? See, if you're one of those, leave the other people sitting and you stand all over the church and give God some praise. Yes, Lord, I will trust you and obey. Yes, Lord, thou will be done in me. Yes, Lord, thou will be done in our church. Yes, Lord, I pray for those that are not able to stand. But do you want to be the difference? Do you want to change some things? Aren't you sick and tired of our children dying in the street, killing each other? Don't you want to be able to tell somebody that Jesus is the way? The world way won't work. Paul wrote it this way: be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Study this word. Believe this word. Amen. And do this word. Let the church say amen. Amen, amen and amen.